Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morena Letia.
Morena, Johnny.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Can't complain on this beautiful morning.
Yes, yes. Now, you made it to the cinema last week to go and see the new Gladiator film.
I did. I made it to the cinema. First time in a while. I'm usually like a two-movie-a-week girl. But I haven't been for a while, and I was really excited for Gladiator, Gladiator 2, Ridley Scott's new film. My friends and I very eagerly went to go see it at events, not IMAX, I thought it was an IMAX, but yeah, the big cinema. High hopes that didn't quite live up to it. I really hate to say it, like I really wanted to say that was really good. I really wanted it to be good, and it just didn't work. And we all kind of left like, "What was that? Like, what? Why did we?" Like, once it was done, I think my friend just said, "Oh, thank God, that's over." And I was like, "No."
Now, yeah. Just off here, we were having a conversation. You were saying that you'd only recently seen the first Gladiator, so that was probably pretty fresh in your memory. And that film is obviously pretty good.
Yeah, it was one of those like early 2000s like blockbusters that there's like a list of like very kind of core cultural films that I haven't seen, and Gladiator was one of them. And then I watched it for the first time last year. I was like, "Oh, just turn it on," and I was thoroughly entertained. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It's an excellent film, and I was like, "Oh wow, okay." And so then, you know, they announced that they're doing the sequel, Gladiator 2, which takes place with Lucius, who's played by Paul Mescal, who plays the son, who was captured by the Romans, fought to fight in the Colosseum, and he wants to take Rome back from these sort of diabolical twins played by Joseph Quinn and that other guy who's the weird son in The White Lotus season one. Can't remember his name off the top of my head. And, of course, like, like everyone else, I've got a big crush on Paul Mescal, so I was very excited for this, to see him throw himself around, you know, the Colosseum, and there's Denzel Washington and all these big names and rah rah rah. But it just felt like, one of my other friends I went with, she was like, it felt like the script was written by AI. Like,
it happened during the writer's strike, I'd say, if it's coming out now.
I know, it just felt really like it was just kind of getting through the plot beats and the exposition. I mean, the performances, I mean, you've got incredible actors who are kind of bringing all that they can, but it just kind of lacked, like, the first one, you really feel very, I think, emotionally invested. You're like, it's exciting. But this one, it just felt like, I don't know what was, it just kind of felt like it was sort of plodding along and, like, things were happening on the screen, but there was a big disconnect. And I feel like there were more interesting things that were left on the cutting room floor. I've seen some things come out about a Palestinian actress who was in it, who was meant to play his love interest, and her scenes were mysteriously, you know, no longer in there. And there's some sort of theories around that. So, yeah, I don't know, and I love Ridley Scott. I mean, I'm a huge Blade Runner fan. Thelma and Louise, like Alien, like he's an incredible director. He's 86. Like, I love that he's still going strong. But this one just, it didn't work. And for me, it didn't work. Maybe for others it will. I mean, there's some beautiful people to look at, if nothing else.
Is it true there's some sharks in this one?
They've got the water in and they're swimming with sharks. And I like to suspend my disbelief with films. I'm like, you know what? Well, that's the one thing I love about Ridley Scott. I read this thing about how in Alien there was like wind and, you know, he had wind in space. And then someone on the crew was like, or the studio actually brought up, they were like, there's actually no atmosphere in space, like there's no wind. And he was like, well, there is now. So I kind of love his just commitment to his vision. But there's this scene with all these sharks that are in the Colosseum. I'm like, how did they get them in through the aqueducts? Who knows? But It just didn't pull off for me, and I want to know why, because I feel like there was the movie there that was like the great one, and then all these things kind of got chopped and screwed, and it just kind of came out a little bit, I don't know, lacking soul, and I don't know, something kind of interesting, but yeah, you know.
Oh wow. Wait for the director's cut.
That's cinema.
Okay. Is there anything?
But I still love Ridley. Still love Ridley. We'll just put this one by the by.
All right. Okay. Hey, anything else, Latia, on the watch list? Are you just getting through? What was the Apple TV show we chatted about the other day? Rivals.
I've got through Rivals. There's a new one called The Listeners, which is a BBC one with Rebecca Hall, who I think is one of the most incredible actors of her generation.
Mm.
And she is like the queen of like psychological drama. That's just come out on BBC. Very excited to watch that. Also, Baby Girl film with Nicole Kidman, who is my queen, coming out soon. And The Nickel Boys, which I'm just putting this out there, if anyone is listening, please give this a New Zealand release, whoever like the gods of New Zealand film distribution are. Someone put this in a cinema. It's meant to be like incredible. I really want to see it, so hoping that happens.
Fantastic. Hey Latia, have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to speaking with you next Friday.
You too. See you next week.
Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.
Electrify